here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of the novelist Michael Cunningham, Cincinnati, 1952, whose novel The Hours won the Pulitzer Prize, was made into a movie in 2002. It's the birthday of the actor and novelist Ethan Hawke, born Austin, Texas, 1970, acted in the movie Dead Poets Society. His second novel, Ash Wednesday, came out in 2002. It's the birthday of the novelist James Jones, born Robinson, Illinois, 1921, best known as the author of the novel From Here to Eternity. A World War II novel came out in 1951. James Jones was stationed at Hawaii on December 7, 1941, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, went on to fight in the Battle of Guadalcanal. He used much of the money that he made from that first novel to help start a writing colony, and he bought a mobile home to travel around the country in. And it's the birthday of the founder and the first editor of the New Yorker magazine, Harold Ross, Aspen, Colorado, 1892. He got the money to start the magazine from Raoul Fleischman, whose family had made their money in the yeast business. At first, Harold Ross tried to find writers among his friends who met at the Algonquin Round Table, famous writers like Alexander Wolcott and others. But it was really when he hired unknowns like E.B. White and James Thurber that the New Yorker hit its stride. It first hit the newsstands February the 21st, 1925, lost a lot of money in its first year. Much of what we know about Harold Ross, or think we know, comes from an account by James Thurber, The Years with Ross, in which Thurber talks about Ross's use of profanity and how he revered Fowler's Modern English Usage, a self-educated man with big blanks in his knowledge who once asked if Moby Dick was the whale or the man. Thurber wrote, "No one, I think, would have picked him out of a lineup as the editor of The New Yorker. Even in a dinner jacket, he looked loosely informal, like a carelessly carried umbrella. He was usually dressed in a dark suit with a plain dark tie, as if for protective coloration." Harold Ross, whose signature phrases were, "Done and done, you have me there, and get it on paper." A new edition of Thurber's The Years with Ross was published in 2001. Here's a poem for today by Liam Rector, entitled 23. When he was 23 and beautiful, he liked to hang around with other beautiful people. He liked to get intoxicated with them, have sex with them, make money with them. Among them, he found, one did not have to strain. Other people wanted to hang around with them and came bearing gifts, a little something. These gift bearers were a lot like politics itself is, showbiz for ugly people. In this world, if anything went wrong, there was always enough money around to cover it. After he was through with this crowd, he started hanging out with a bunch of academic gangsters. These were a different crew altogether, smart on the main, but mean and eaten alive by resentment. They never had enough money and were bitter beyond belief compared, say, to a troop of electricians. Freud said somewhere, in our unconscious, we are always 23. A poem by Liam Rector, 23, from The Executive Director of the Fallen World, published by University of Chicago Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.